the Eric in the Morning podcast. What's the best way to pay your ComEd bill? Whichever way works best for you. Choose from a variety of ways to pay at ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
Welcome to the Eric in the Morning podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Tina says, hey, Eric, I was wondering, what's going on with the coin shortage? Is this real? A lot of places will only take exact change or card payment. Should I go cash in my change collection to help? Just wondering. Thanks, Tina. By the way, I did finally cash in my change.
Yeah? How much did you get?
I went to the Coinstar and I had $252 in change.
Isn't that the best game to guess how much you have?
Yeah. I told you I had a lot of change. Remember, for the past 6 years, I've been trying to get a bank to do it.
Yeah.
And no banks will do it. And then we found one bank that would, but that I didn't have an account there, so they wouldn't.
Oh, no.
And now I'm told all the banks will do it because they want the coin. You okay over there?
Yeah.
You're doing like something like you have in your teeth. It's very distracting.
Gosh, I didn't think you were looking at me. I'm just, listening to you.
She's doing this all the time. You okay? Is there something in there?
No, but I was, feeling like at first there was, but it's not.
Okay. What was I saying?
I don't know.
They'll
I feel like
all
I got to feel my
all
the banks
all do
will
it.
Do it now because they want the
yes,
change?
Yes, because they want the change.
Okay. So did you also keep your change in, a big giant jar or box or, what do you...
Big giant jar.
In a top drawer? Okay.
Yeah, big giant jar.
Yeah, okay.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Now, does Coinstar, don't they charge a fee?
They do.
And then make you donate some of it.
Well, yeah. Well, I think it's
damn charity.
Right. If you donate it, they don't charge the fee, I think. Oh. But if you take the money yourself, they're going to charge you. I think that's how it goes. I'm not sure.
Hey, can Tina get her question answered, guys?
Oh. Yeah.
I've been
curious
really about my
about
coin
store.
That was just an aside.
Ah, okay.
Tina wants to know about the coin shortage.
Yeah, it's
me
true.
Too.
Yeah. 312-233-1019. Does anybody know about this? I've heard something, but I don't know if it's true. Maybe you know. I'm going to hold that until we find out. 312-233-1019. Is there a coin shortage? If so, why? A lot of places will only take exact change or card payment. Should I go cash in my change collection to help? Anybody know?
So I have the exact tweet from the U.S. Mint, if you would like, explaining this.
Yeah, that'd be great.
The impact of COVID-19 has resulted in the disruption of the supply channels of circulating coinage.
Pennies, no more
nickels, dimes, quarters that the American people and businesses use. And so they say if you have extra coins at home, please use them, like you said, to make purchases or deposit them at the bank or exchange them for cash. Help get coins moving.
So it's a coin shortage. Although they say please use them, I've been to a couple of places that don't want them.
Yeah,
well, they don't like to mess with the change with germs.
They don't want to touch them.
The Mint wants them to want them.
Even though, have we determined, though, that this is not a contact sport? And by that, I mean catching COVID-19 from surface contact?
No, they didn't say that it's not the main way that it spreads, but it's not off the table that it can.
Still on the table?
Still on
literally
the table.
On
your
the
germs
table.
Are still on the table.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. All right, so, and by the way, to answer your question, Coinstar, I want to say it was 13%.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
I know, it was extraordinary.
Pretty steep.
There's got to be a place you can do it for cheaper than that.
No.
Because there's got to find a place.
No. Well, now you can because banks will take it, but at the time that I wanted to do it, you couldn't do it. Yeah, that's how it goes. That's the gig. They got a gig going there, the Coinstar folks. They know exactly what they're doing.
I know.
They are cleaning up.
Right.
Top three things growing up you called grandma and grandpa, because they say there are different ways to say grandma and grandpa in different parts of the world. And why are grandma and grandpa so important right now? Also ask me about that in news, okay, Whip?
Yes, grandma and grandpa.
A lot of stuff coming up. Cheryl, growing up, they were known as what?
Mama and Papa.
Mama and Papa. Yeah, I think I've heard that one before.
Papa.
Kristen, growing up, they were known as?
Guma.
Oh, Guma, which sounds like something as a small child you'd have a hard time saying grandma.
Yeah.
That's grandma would become Guma, and then it sticks.
My other grandma, we called her Gama because I couldn't say grandma, which is very close to Guma.
Uh-oh,
they just hung up based on my story.
That's Lisa. Oh. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, at number three.
Natty.
Grandma. Very nice.
Natty.
Natty. At number two, Bobby. Grandma was known as?
Well, it was my grandpa. We called him Doo-Doo.
Doo-Doo.
Grandpa.
Really?
Was it Grandpa Doo-Doo or just Doo-Doo?
No, it's Doo-Doo. And now that we're older and realize that that's embarrassing in public, he's just the dude.
The dude.
Much better.
so
very
cute.
Nice. Very
yes,
nice.
Dude.
And finally in at number one, you don't call her Grandma Melissa, you call her what?
Bunny.
Bunny. There she is.
Bunny. Aww.
Bunny. Was that a request she made or did it just kind of happen?
Yeah, she didn't want to be Grandma, and she didn't like her name Pauline, so she made up Bunny.
Right,
oh,
Bunny.
That's so cute.
A variation of Lovey, as we learned.
Yeah.
The Kardashians call theirs. Let's call this the Artist Update Corner.
Okay.
Because right, I got like five stories from five different mix artists. Okay, one of them really isn't a mix artist, the last one, but it's worth sharing with you.
Cool.
Right? And that I think you're going to find interesting. All right, let's start with Harry, okay?
Okay.
Harry Styles tells Another Man magazine. That's the name of it.
That's
Another
magazine?
Man.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw it on your desk. Right. Another Man magazine that his friends always keep him humble. If you can step outside the craziness and appreciate fame for the fact that it's extraordinary, see it as this amazing thing for a second, it's okay. If you just think that's how life is, that's when you lose touch. It's good to have people who can tell you you're an idiot.
Uh-huh. Well,
that's
you,
how we're
people
similar.
Need that.
Yeah.
Yes.
As I'm told many times by voice guy.
Yes.
I'm an idiot.
Keeps you humble.
Right, you're an idiot. Elsewhere in the Mix Artist Corner, The Weeknd and Calvin Harris drop more details about a new track they have together collaborating.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
All right. The Weeknd announced the track's title, Over Now, as well as a release date for this past Saturday. Have you had a chance to hear it?
Mm-mm, not yet.
All right, by the way, we're going to hear that BTS coming up after 7 o'clock. Am I going to like it?
I hope so. People are saying it could be the song of summer, so we have another contender.
It can't. You can't it's try to put so out a song late. On August 24th and
no.
or roughly it's, August yeah. 24th and claim that it's
too close to Labor Day. You guys are being too technical.
It's the fall. We're basically into the fall.
Yeah.
Scream 5, Selena Gomez is rumored to have a role.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
Four confirmed cast members so far, Courtney Cox, David Arquette, Melissa Barrera, and Jenna Ortega, have all begun to follow Selena on Instagram, which is a clue. And Courtney even left a comment on the star's latest post saying, can't wait to meet you.
Oh, okay.
Tidbits.
James Blunt. Oh, well, let's hold that story.
Oh, okay.
Ellie Goulding. Reveals she doesn't remember much of her 20s.
Oh.
Which really is true because I got to be honest with you. Yeah. I don't remember much of my 20s.
Mm. Yeah, well.
Nothing really stands out.
Right, like who does? There's only a few bits and pieces.
Violetta, you're how old?
I'm 28.
You should know that right now, the life you're living, 10 years from now, you will have no memory of it.
What?
What's happening today
no.
and in your life, you will, I'm telling you, no memory. It will disappear from your memory bank.
The only thing you're going to remember is buying that condo. That's it.
That's how you have it for 30
years. Buying the condoms?
Condo.
Oh, all right.
Buy the condom, though, if you have the option to.
You're doing my character voice. Buy the condo.
I did not do that.
You did?
No, I didn't.
All right. So get used to it. You're not going to remember
anything. That's crazy.
Yeah. You're not going to remember anything.
I like it, though.
And James Blunt once got scurvy.
No, he did not.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
not.
Once got scurvy after eating an all-meat diet for 2 months in spite of his vegan classmates.
Stop it.
I thought it was scurvy was only a pirate's affliction.
Yeah.
I thought you had to be a pirate to get scurvy.
That's what it's known for.
What?
On the podcast called You're Beautiful, I guess.
Oh.
Which, of course, was a song for James Blunt.
Right.
He recently shared a story about the time that he got scurvy.
Oh, my God. Did you
How
know
do
what
you
the symptoms
treat
are?
That?
It basically is, I think your teeth are on the verge of falling
yeah,
out.
Loose
like your
teeth?
Grandmother. like your grandma Baco.
No, she doesn't have that.
Recounting the story, Blunt said when he was at Bristol College in the 90s, back in his 20s, that he doesn't remember except for the scurvy problem.
That'd be memorable.
Studying engineering and sociology, he decided to take on an all-meat diet, which resulted in a lack of vitamin C, which resulted in him getting scurvy.
Right, that's how you get the scurvy.
Gosh, did he say his any teeth fell out?
It doesn't say, and I don't really care.
It was bleeding
I just
into
think
the
it's
skin.
Okay. I just think it's good or interesting to know that James Blunt had scurvy.
It's Ed Sheeran's best buddy.
I know. And millennials spend more on their dogs than any other generation, according to a research study by the Pew Research Center. Yeah, the dogs.
They're expensive.
Living the dream life.
They do.
Anybody listening who? With the biggest dog bill ever. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Hi, Angie.
Hi, my stepmother-in-law spent $10,000 for a metal plate in the head.
Metal plate in the head?
Oh no, yeah. I'm scared. What happened?
So she was trying to wake up my father-in-law, and she was hitting a metal bat next to him in bed, and the dog was underneath, and it shattered his skull.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
What just happened?
Wait, let's not ask
accidental.
Wow. That's a very weird story.
I'm not certain. Why was your mother-in-law taking a metal bat to the bed to wake up her husband?
That was the real question.
Yeah.
I think there was some alcohol involved.
Very bizarre.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's,
I thought there was going to be a reasonable explanation. Turns out, nope.
Stop
I got to tell you, I don't know that $10,000 for a metal plate in a dog's head, I don't know if my dad would have done that for me.
I know. No.
Like, I would have gone to the hospital and they would have told my dad that I'd be like, does he really need that? Yeah. Can he just go with what he's got on his head right now?
Okay.
Really good. Oh, my God. Anybody listening? Who? Biggest dog bill, Robin?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I spent about $10,000, maybe a little bit more on my dog. He's had 5 surgeries.
Oh, my gosh.
And the kicker of it all is the dog's name is Lucky. He's the most unlucky dog I have ever met in
That's
my
perfect.
Life.
It's perfect.
What kind of dog is Lucky?
Well, he's a black lab.
Black lab.
Uh-huh.
Lovely animal.
Right. Yeah, they're
lovely
so sweet.
I call him Lucky the lemon dog, like a car.
Right.
I'm constantly fixing him.
Right.
It's ridiculous. I can't.
I'm afraid to ask based on Lester or whatever.
Yeah, no
I'm just going to let that be.
That was weird.
I'm going to let that be. Hi, Kaylin.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Okay, so my dog is not even a year old yet, and I have spent $35,000. No, not $35,000,
$3,500.
Okay. $3,500. And I adopted him for free, thinking that I hit the jackpot. Well, little did I know that he was going to need emergency vet bills and extra surgery and all this other stuff. So.
Your free dog right out of the gates costing you $3,500. He's not so free anymore.
Yeah, there was a catch.
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah, okay.
No.
What is your dog's name?
Milo.
Milo the dog.
Oh,
I got a Milo.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a Milo. Yeah, spent the most on your dog, Nancy.
Well, he had a full ACL tear. Chasing a ball.
That blew out his ACL.
We've all been not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a brand new ball, and my husband threw it and went to go get it, and they hit this one spot and yelped out, but continued to go get the ball.
He's a good dog.
He's got to finish the play.
Right.
Got to finish. Yep.
Exactly. But, yeah, so $5,500 in, but that's not even counting the therapy or nothing.
Right.
So we'll see.
Yeah, if I tore my ACL chasing a ball, I wouldn't finish.
No,
I'd drop right there and I'd yelp and I'd stay right there. Yep. No way. No way would I continue on my way to the ball. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi, expensive dog.
Yeah, so my dog Mosley had double hip surgery and therapy for $7,500.
Oh, got a couple of replacement hips just like Grandpa.
Yep, and my husband just had hip surgery.
Oh, wow, they can do it together.
The two of them lay on the couch and tell each other the story about it. I got a couple of them, too.
312-233-1019. Husband furious over wife's secret savings account. Melissa says it's totally fine as long as you're not caught. And if you are caught, just say it was for him.
No.
Whip says he totally wouldn't care because he's too scared to say that he would. Violetta, I didn't ask you. Do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea?
No, I don't think it's a good idea, but I don't like sharing money either.
Yeah, so you're going to have one. You're eventually going to have one anyway. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
You have a secret stash of money?
I do.
He has no idea about it.
No clue.
Yeah. Listen to Melissa. She wants totals. She just wants balance sheets.
It's over $40,000.
Whoa.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Now, is your full intention to share it with him if he finds it?
So initially, no, but now.
But now, if he finds.
But now, I'm fine. No, I mean, for now, I'm thinking now that I have 2 kids, it's, you know, if something comes up, it's definitely for a rainy day. But, you know, if you don't know, it doesn't hurt anybody, right?
That's the old theory, I guess. Huh? So if he's got $40,000, as long as you don't know, it's not hurting you.
I don't think he does.
Yeah, see, there you go. Why did you initially start hoarding money.
Hoarding? No.
You know what I mean.
Saving. So initially, I had a career change. And so, you know, my mom always said, you don't always trust men 100%. You need to, you know, save yourself.
It is.
Not necessarily now.
You're going to share it because you love him.
Once you feel like you can trust him.
Are you afraid he...
I mean...
Mm-hmm. You afraid he would do something stupid with it?
No, this was more for, like, if something were to happen, I need to be safe for myself
it's
and my kid
fund.
At that time. It was, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But now that we have two kids and our marriage is by now and everything's good, and I'm like, if something were to happen, I'd be like, hey, college fund for one of the kids.
Right. Yeah. You originally got married. I wasn't sure this was the right thing. Right. I got to have the go fund. But now
look at all the money she saved for both of them.
Right. Yeah, she still said he wasn't getting it. You remember her saying that, right?
For their kids.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Secret stash?
Yeah, I've been doing the same thing, a lot more than 10%. Mm-hmm. My husband is horrible at saving money. He spends it as he makes it, and I don't want to end up living in a box when we retire.
There you go. I don't want to live in a box.
Good point.
And plus, you know what? Plus, with all these women that are saving this, if they do get divorced, their husband gets 50% of it anyway because you have to show all your financials.
Right,
so,
right.
Not really.
Unless you've got it stashed away in a secret Cayman Islands account. I see it in the movies.
Or the couch.
Good idea.
Good idea.
But see, it's for both of them.
Hi, Chloe. Or Cole. Or Chloe.
Hi. Bye-bye.
I don't know what happened there. Said her mom had a secret stash. I really wanted to hear that one. Because they did it for them. So sweet of them to do that.
What would you guys do without us?
I know. You're so nice. Oh, I can think of so many things.
Oh, come on.
How long do we have? Next morning, Mindbender. Online daters get annoyed when other online daters post blank photos. What kind of photos? Like in Zoom Jim's profile photo. What was it?
He had gone to a Cubs game with a friend and ran into Tom Ricketts. Mm. And so he asked him to take a picture. And so that was his profile picture with Tom Ricketts.
Now, were you uncertain when you saw it? Is this a profile for Tom Ricketts or for Zoom Jim?
Well, I knew what Tom Ricketts looked like, and it didn't match the name.
Got
and
it.
So
right.
There were additional pictures of Zoom Jim, so I figured out who it was.
All right, got it. What kind of photos? Brandon.
Yes.
What kind of photos?
Old.
Old photos. Yes, that would be annoying. That doesn't make the list, though. What kind of photos annoy people online dating? Mary.
Filtered.
Filtered, also annoying.
Yeah, no,
that
those are nice.
Not either.
That's weird.
Not either. What kind of photos, Rhonda?
Has to be a picture of their pet.
Pet photos, no. All good guesses. No, online daters get most annoyed when other online daters post. What kind of photos? Is it offset?
Yes, it's at the gym.
Gym photos is exactly right.
Oh, man.
Pictures of themselves blasting at the gym, getting swole, getting huge.
Oh, my God.
Getting
you
huge.
See a ton of those.
Yep.
What?
Yep. Gym photos are the most annoying photos. Well done, Osset. How's your morning going?
Pretty good.
Yeah? And what are you up to?
Just getting gas.
Okay.
All right, cool.
We all need that sometimes.
Get the price. What, about $2.07 a gallon? What are you going there?
It's about $2.25.
Oh, boy.
Prices went up.
And top notch. online daters get annoyed when other online daters post gym photos. Photos of themselves at the gym.
You do that, don't you?
No.
I do put it on my Instagram if I'm going to yoga, but that's been a while since I did that. But I had an ex that asked me to go to the gym and take pictures of him.
Of him?
Yeah.
Doing what, though? Like, you know,
I never
bench
went.
Pressing?
I never went. But he would beg me, like, come on, man.
Did you break up with him after that?
Actually called me babe.
Yeah.
Watch me take
a bunch of these doing when I'm doing squats.
No, he wanted, like,
turn
I think the pull-down ones.
Where was he going to post them if you were in a relationship with him?
Yeah, that's a good question. Uh-huh. That's why we broke up.
Online daters also get annoyed with other online daters when they post pictures of themselves hunting or fishing. That makes the list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hunting or fishing.
Yeah, there's so many.
Selfies in at number three are aggravating. And then right after that, we don't like it when people post pictures of themselves in sunglasses.
Yeah, that is bad.
Yeah, I feel like you're hiding something.
Really?
Yeah, like... You know.
Sunglasses mean you're hiding something?
Yeah, like you're shady.
It's not only... there's two things. I either think you're shady or you've got, like, a crooked eye. Could just you if you imagine, though, fine. If you have a crooked eye, fine.
Wow.
But if
wow.
you're, sometimes wow. it's fine. But if wow. you have it, show it.
I won't even speak
no,
there.
I was thinking more. I wanted to say I was thinking more like Unabomber-ish. Wow. You know, that's what
no,
I would picture with
like,
the sunglasses,
right.
maybe. But the crooked eye hadn't occurred to me.
Okay, another study. Interestingly enough, Melissa says faces with masks, you know, covering up your face,
yeah,
like they do with the shifty sunglasses for the crooked eyes. I don't know. Just not. Like, incredibly offensive or anything.
It's fine, but show it.
Yeah. A new study says faces with masks rank more attractive than ones without. And
what?
I've been hearing that as being an issue for single people now when they go out. And I've had a couple of guys, single guys, tell me, yeah, I'll go out and see this girl. And we're like, wow, she looks really pretty. And then she pulls her mask down. They're like, whoa, hey.
Oh,
just
no.
because our faces look different.
Because all you can see is your beautiful eyes, probably.
A lot of times. And if you've got your sunglasses on with your face mask,
forget it.
You have no clue what they're looking you're like, which means you could rob a bank pretty easily.
Very
and
easily.
And you're driving men crazy everywhere right. you go.
Faces with masks rank more attractive than ones without. And I guess women feel the same way, too. You know, a guy's got a really good haircut.
Yeah.
But he's
he
got
looks
a mask
good from
on.
There, yeah.
Pulls it down, you're like, oh, geez.
A lot else going on down there.
Put on the sunglasses with that eye thing here.
Are you looking at me or her?
Half of singles don't want a relationship or even a date. Roughly half. 10% want nothing more than casual dates. 26% would be interested in casual dates or a committed romantic relationship. 14% are looking for a serious. So,
okay.
The majority don't want those kind of dates. Hey, Kristen.
Hi.
It says half of singles don't want a relationship or even a date. Are you in that half?
Yes.
How old are you?
29
and have no interest whatsoever. Why?
I don't know. I'm just more preoccupied with my dog and being happy with myself and traveling.
We learned earlier that millennials love their dogs more than anything and are spending more money on their dogs than really life
yes.
itself. So you're that person.
Yes, absolutely.
So if the right handsome man came out of nowhere, you're at the Jewel, and he walks up to you in a frozen food aisle and says, you know what, you're a beautiful woman. You seem great. I'd like to see you. Would you like to grab coffee? You would tell him, get the hell away from me, creep.
I'm not that mean, but I usually am like, oh, yeah, sure, and then I just don't want to go.
Aha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hmm.
All right. Just find him repulsive.
I mean, is it just like it's just feels like too much work, or you're just like it's boring to you, or what is it?
I just had too many bad past relationships, and it's more important for me to figure out my own happiness and I don't feel like anyone else bring me that.
That's
sounds,
a little
yeah.
bit of what Melissa and Violetta were saying. Melissa had too many bad relationships on the couch. Violetta has too much time to try to figure out herself.
Yeah. Got to know me first.
I got you. Hey, David.
Hi. How you doing, Eric?
Great. How old are you, David?
I am 29.
29, and you don't want a relationship? You don't even want a date?
No, not right now.
Why not?
I think like the other caller, I just got so much going on right now. I actually have a 10-year-old son, so I think that's a deal breaker sometimes.
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
All right, so it's a deal breaker from a relationship standpoint as opposed to probably you have to spend a significant amount of time keeping an eye on that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just, working on myself and keeping him busy. So I think it's just, don't have the time for it right now.
And how is that work coming along? That working on myself thing. You hear that a lot. And
it works.
How's that? Yeah.
You know, with this pandemic,
right.
It's been, I think it's helpful because all the quarantine, I've been able to work on myself and,
right.
you know, get better. So that's one.
During the quarantine, I haven't been working on myself. I've just been spending a lot of time being bored.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
It's like I think I'm going to do something and then
right.
I just sit on the couch for hours.
Yeah, I lay there and go, you know, I could really be working
Come
on myself right now, but. I can probably watch Forensic Files again.
Yeah.
Shouldn't work on yourself too much anyway.
Right,
that's a bad habit.
Right.
You
I
might
mean,
learn
I see myself,
like.
And I'm like, that's a lot of work. I don't know if I want to do that. Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
You don't want a date or even have a relationship of any kind?
Nope, not at all.
And how old are you?
39.
And what are your reasons?
I just don't want to be bothered.
Bothered.
Yeah, I'm busy. I enjoy my life. I've been divorced for about 5 years or so, and I realize how much I love just being on my own and not being bothered.
Right. So you find, for lack of, to use your own words, the companionship of another human being bothersome?
Yes, I prefer my cat.
Gotcha.
And then you can also get people, human beings, in small doses, and they go home.
Then they go home.
And I don't have to think about anybody else but myself. I get to be completely selfish, and I love it.
There you go.
You could still date somebody. Some guys like that.
No, this is don't even want to date.
I know, but
they don't even want to date. They don't want a relationship. You know what they want? They want their cat.
Okay.
Like Melissa just said.
Totally.
That works for her.
Meow.
That's great. Time of the weekend wrap up. Stories from this past weekend and late last week, we never got a chance to get to. Even this morning, some of these breaking stories.
The best day of the week.
Trying to keep you all set. Monday, the best day of the week.
For weekend wrap up, yeah.
It's hard to do weekend wrap up on Wednesday.
No, because I like weekend wrap up out of all the stories you do. Okay. Weekend wrap up and the Friday one.
Wonder Woman 1984 trailer. Whip's been talking about the Batman trailer.
Yeah, that's right.
The Wonder Woman 1984 trailer has come out, and it gives you your first glimpse of Kristen Wiig as Cheetah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's creepy in it. And I thought this was from 1984, but it's not. That's the name of the movie.
Right. Wonder Woman 1984.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. She plays Cheetah. Kristen Wiig becomes the film's villain. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about any of that.
I know, but she's so pretty, the Wonder Woman.
What is Gal Gadot? Yeah,
that's right.
I know. I avoided her name.
Gadot or Gadot? What is it?
It's Gadot.
You pronounce the T, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting will be held in 2020. Thank you. I'm guessing that's a parade with no people attending, right?
How are they going to
control that?
Just a TV parade, then?
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing, but you know, if people decide to come out and stand on the street, I don't know how you control that.
I guess they could barricade the streets so nobody goes there, right?
Yes, and they can't get around New York. That could be a little bit of a problem. Mm-hmm. Although it's Thanksgiving Day,
yeah,
of course.
It's probably
who cares?
Sure, they got a plan.
Yep.
OK Magazine claims Hollywood producers allegedly have no interest in doing serious television shows with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, which is really going to make Meghan mad.
Uh-oh.
You know what happens when you make Meghan mad? She leaves countries.
Yeah. My gosh. Yep. The stories about these two just keep getting worse and worse.
Right. You know what's going to happen?
When is Harry going to leave? What's so bad about him?
She got mad and they left Great Britain and came here for this big plan. Now this plan isn't working. She's going to get mad and they're going to leave for North Korea.
They could shape that place up a little bit.
Probably saw the story over the weekend about the 4-year-old with the hole in one.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable, right? In Ogle Bay, West Virginia, he hit a hole in one on a par 3 golf course. He's 4 years old. Mario Figuretti says his son, Rocco, is always practicing his swing in the backyard. He was stunned when Rocco nailed a hole in one on Friday at the local course.
Mm.
Four.
Wow,
4 years old.
That's unbelievable.
Good for him, right before getting back to school. Although he's four, he's not doing much school. Are they doing e-learning for 4-year-olds?
How much learning is there really?
There's a lot of Baby Shark, probably.
Right.
I think they're doing something like that, though, I'm sure.
Rather than e-learning, New York City parents are spending $70,000 for their kids to remote learn in pods. A small group of 4 to 10 students in the same grade led by a tutor or teacher. You probably heard about that happening.
Parents are talking about is either school or pods.
But spending 70 grand isn't on the checklist of all these parents.
The people that
are
aren't spending that.
A road sleeping epidemic has hit Okinawa in Japan as warm weather meets heavy drinking.
Oh, no.
Yep. Yeah, they're getting a lot of warm weather there, much like we are here. And it's caused road sleeping, or rojone in Japanese.
Oh.
Seems to be what people like to do after a night of drinking. It means that literally, intoxicated individuals simply lie down on the sidewalk, along the side of the road, or in the middle of a road for a nap.
In the middle of a road?
Some of them stripping their clothes off before dozing off because it's so hot.
What's the middle of the road thing?
I don't know.
That's odd.
I don't know why that would be, but it's a problem in Okinawa, so try to avoid that area.
Find some shade.
You know, it's hot, and so hot, cow surprises beachgoers by emerging from the sea in Ireland.
Oh, wow.
Sitting on the beach, minding their own business, cow comes walking out of the sea.
So weird.
Hallucinating.
The cow bell going off.
The video recorded at some beach I can't pronounce in Bunbeg shows shocked onlookers watching as a cow wades from the sea to the shore and runs up the sand.
That is bizarre.
The footage shows the cow fleeing from the human beach visitors and running off towards drier pastures.
Went for a swim.
No word on how that actually worked out that way. I alluded to this earlier. Airplane landing delayed by wayward bear on the runway. In Russia, a plane attempting to land at a Russian airport was delayed about 20 minutes due to the wandering bear, an unusual hazard on the runway. The flight was coming in for landing when the flight crew spotted the bear on the tarmac. The crew spotted the bear while at 500 feet, allowing the flight to adjust and circle around. It took crews about 20 minutes to get the bear off the runway so the plane could land.
Come here, little bear bear. I'm surprised they did it that fast.
I know they had a lot of bears in Russia. Again with the heat. Record Texas heat is causing squirrels to sploot.
What is that?
KXAN, which is in Austin. KXAN viewers have noticed that squirrels have been laying down flat on their stomachs with their legs stretched behind them in a position known as splooting.
Oh, I love it.
Apparently slowing to a complete stop in the soaring temperatures. Yeah, I said it was 106 in Austin when I was there.
Dogs do that.
Splooting.
Yeah, get cooled off by the cement.
The small mammals might look like they're in stealth mode. It turns out they're just trying to cool off. A representative of the Moonshine Wildlife Rehabilitation Center, they call it the Moonshine, came up with the analogy to explain why squirrels have been splooting on the ground. It's super hot in Texas right now, and these squirrels are basically just trying to cool themselves off.
Oh, man.
Squirrels splooting everywhere. The Eric in the Morning podcast. What's the best way to pay your ComEd bill? Whichever way works best for you. Choose from a variety of ways to pay at ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.